I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at 8:03 and again on Sunday afternoon about 5:45. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street, just across from Franklin Elementary in Mankato. During these days of pandemic precautions, our regular services are suspended, but we invite you to find out more about us at oslcmankato.org. Even so, we're glad to proclaim the good news of God in Jesus Christ, even now and to everyone. How are you doing with the stay-at-home order for Minnesota? Are you working from home, going to an essential job, or barricading the doors? But no, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, how are you doing with all of these strange things going on? Minnesota now has as many cases as did the worst county in the country just 2 or 3 weeks ago. New York State now has nearly as many cases as all of Germany, more than France, and 3 times the number of cases as Great Britain's United Kingdom, while the United States now has 30-some thousand more cases than China, where this whole thing started. I know you can't really compare countries because we can only go on the information that they give us, and each country may be testing different populations or counting their cases differently. But that's not the point. The point is, how are you doing with all of these strange things going on? Some people are just sort of sick of the whole thing. They want it to be over. Others are very afraid because of their age or health conditions. And no one wants to be sick. But people react differently because their situations all vary. This one is retired. That one has to go to work. Some people are all but locked in, because they live in retirement communities. College students are locked out because their schools are shut down. But still, I'm not really asking if you're getting out or if you're getting lonely. Those are good questions, and I do get a more personal. But how are you doing with all of these strange things going on? Do you see how easy it is to talk around the question? It's a problem that pastors run into all the time when there are sicknesses or deaths in the family, or when someone has a crisis in a marriage or with their children. How are you doing? If we keep asking this question long enough, We should get to the point where we realize that we're all doing about the same. In times like this, it becomes extremely clear that we are not as in control of our lives as we'd like to think that we are. The widow who can't leave her apartment is just as much trapped as the employee who bags the groceries and can't leave their job. We have very little freedom. We have very little wiggle room in our lives. But now I want you to see that this has really been the case all along. We simply had the illusion of freedom and opportunity because that grocery store worker always had to go to work to make money and pay the bills. And the widow in her apartment hasn't had a car in years. She's probably been bored with the three other people at her dinner table for some time now. Deep down, we're all the same. We're slaves to our present circumstances. And the things that we usually think make us different just mean that the bottom line truths play out differently. So I suggest to you that there are certain things which make us all human. Things that we all either struggle with or try to ignore, that in times like this start to become much more clear, and we cannot ignore. I think most people are, at bottom, quite lonely. Maybe they have lots of acquaintances or people they interact with or not, but most people realize at different times that there are really a very few, if any, others who really know you and understand you. That's why a lifelong spouse or a continuing relationship with your children is so valuable. Staying connected to your parents, your brothers and sisters, your husband and wife, your children, and if you're so blessed with your grandchildren, that is more precious than the person you just met, or even a friend that you've known for a long time. Sure, everybody needs friends to talk with, to relax with, and enjoy each day with, but that's not the same as family. Because friends come and go, but you're stuck with your family. One way or another, for a lifetime. You can make the best of it, foster those relationships, or you can try to stay away from your relatives and forget where you came from. But a great deal of who you are is caught up in your family relationships. At times like this, we all start to consider who we can truly rely upon. Will you still have a job? Can you rely upon your employer? Can you rely upon our health system to be able to take care of you? What's happening to your bank accounts or your retirement accounts? Is the government doing what it can to help, or is it only making things worse? Questions, questions, all focused upon the issue of who you can really rely on. We've been told that we can rely upon all these things, but can we? Will I get the health care that I need if I get sick? And then there is the question of what comes next. How long will this last? Will my life get better or worse, or will it end because of this? What does that mean for my family? What does it mean for me if I die? This is the question of hope. What hope do we have? Everyone needs hope. I don't mean hoping you'll get into college or hoping that you'll find toilet paper at the grocery store today. Isn't that a weird reality? No, I'm talking about the kind of hope which tells us that no matter what comes today or tomorrow, that we will get through this. But through this to where? And what will it be like on the other side? These are the deep-seated questions that are always with us, but are often hidden beneath the distractions of each day, going here and there and keeping busy. There are times in our lives when these questions come to the surface, but usually that doesn't happen for everyone all at once, as it may be doing now for many of us. And these are the deep-seated, underlining questions for everyone, which God has something to tell us about. This is where the good news from God in Jesus Christ really makes a difference for your life. Being a Christian doesn't mean that you're going to be happier, healthier, wealthy for all your days on earth. Rather, it means that God has given you answers about such things as what's most important in life, who can you rely on, and where am I headed? In biblical language, we call these three faith, hope, and love. Faith tells you that you can always rely upon your Creator, your Heavenly Father, to always know what's going on with you, and where you're at in your life. I don't mean your location, but your condition. To always know what it is you need. Your maker is not too busy dealing with other people or with worldwide things to lose track of you. He always knows the number of hairs on your head, your sniffles, your coughs, your body temperature, without having to hook you up to a continuous sensor. The message of God throughout the scriptures is that God is not surprised by what's going on with you or by what you need. You can rely upon him to have the whole picture and to know what you need. And that's another way of describing what is called faith. Another bottom line message of the Bible is that in Jesus Christ, you can always know that no matter what comes your way, you will always know where your life is heading, and that there will be a brighter day, a healthy day, a time when you will once again have the strength and the joy of living that you once had as a healthy, active child. I don't mean you'll be a child again. What we mean is that things like aging and decline one day won't be a thing for you anymore. One day those will be undone, and you will return to being the vital, active, living being that God intended for you to be. Really, that is what God promises. This is another way of describing what we mean by using the word hope. So there's faith, which means knowing that you can rely upon your Creator, and there is hope that this is not how your story is going to end. And if you're familiar with the Bible's message, you know what's coming next. There is faith, and there is hope, and then there is love. True love isn't a feeling or an emotion. It's not the tingles running up the back of your neck. This kind of love is about the meaning of life. Life is about those serious, deep connections that we have with others. Love means, never will I forget you. It means, I will always want the best for you. Love means that no matter what comes between you and the other, that your connection will endure. God loves you. And because God has given us that kind of love, that kind of promise, we can learn to live in that same kind of connection and promise with others. You can discover that you may even love people that you don't like. Because, you know, it's ironic, I know. Love means caring for another person, even when they give you every reason not to. We have certainly given our Creator plenty of reasons to give up on us, plenty of reasons to judge us, plenty of reasons to have it out with us. But He loves us anyway, because that's what love is. Today I wish simply to point out to you that it is at times like this that God has answers for us to the really serious questions and problems that we have. And all His answers are told and proved through Jesus Christ, who is God Himself, who claim to proclaim it and to prove it. Usually most of us are thinking about other things most of the time, but this message comes through during particularly hard times. But this is a situation where we should all realize what we truly have in common. Everyone wants to know who they can rely on, how this journey ends, and whether it really matters. God's answer to it all is in Jesus, who knows you and loves you, who has an eternal future for you, and who you can rely upon to make it all make sense. Yeah, I'm sorry for those atheists out there or others who don't believe this, because when it comes to times like this, they have nothing. But for those who have heard, it is everything. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslc.org.